costs and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for this next hour, they're the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And we're going to be talking about what's happening in the world. Now, over a period of, since 1971, America has built up a phenomenal debt with nothing behind it. We have a national debt. And then we have a national debt that reflects all the money that we promised to pay out for Medicare, Social Security, and other benefits that we have no money set aside for, because the Social Security and Medicare fund is gone. Then we have a foreign debt. Then we have a personal debt. Then we have a housing debt and a car debt. And we have phenomenal debts, and all of these debts have been put into various debt instruments, ABS, SVI, SIV, CDO. They've got an alphabet full of those. But what's really happening is that banks and lending institutions and hedge funds and financial institutions across the world are burdened down with these debt vehicles, and most of them are no good. And the whole financial system is teetering on the edge of a financial meltdown. And with us, of course, is our good friend Bob Chapman, who's going to tell us exactly what's happening. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. I'm Chief Meltmaster.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, tell us what's going on and what they're trying to do to preserve the system.
Well, I think one of the more important developments has been the breakout of gold over 850, solidly and firmly, and the meeting that was held last week by the working group in financial markets, that group was summoned by our president as soon as he saw the employment report and had it explained to him. And I have further figures here that show that the loss in jobs this past year have been phenomenal. And I'll be publishing those on Wednesday. I had some preliminaries over the weekend. But when Mr. Bush saw that, he knew that he was in serious trouble, never mind all the other troubles he's got. And so I think that we're going to get an extra large push to keep the market above where it's at, and they hopefully will take it a bit higher, maybe back to 14,000. I think they're going to have a difficult time doing that. One of the reasons is that the Japanese yen has been strengthening, and the reason it has is that the Japanese are bringing money home because things are turning back into depression in Japan. Now, why that's significant is that people who are speculators, banks, whatever, They go to the Japanese banks and they borrow yen and they turn around and turn it into dollars, and they only pay about maybe 5/8 of 1% interest, and then they invest it in our stock market and other places as well. Gold, bonds sometimes. And so what's happening is that the higher the yen goes, the more unattractive the yen carry trade gets, particularly if you have borrowed yen already and have bought dollars. You have to scramble to get rid of the dollars of the dollar investments and barge back into buying your loan back, which would be in yen, unfortunately probably at a higher price.
Well, hold that thought, Bob. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment at the Genesis Communication Network.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bob Chapman, and he's just talking about the carry trade, the yen carry trade, and how a lot of people have gotten into the yen carry trade. They borrowed yen, they bought dollars, but now they're having to sell their dollars and, of course, you know, buy back their loans because the value of the yen is going up, and of course, if they wait too long, why, they could be in real trouble. So go right ahead, Bob.
So I think that that aspect of the ability of speculators to go long in the stock market, the indexes in that market, and also to go long commodities and gold as well, is going to be more limited than it has in the past.
Well, haven't a lot of hedge funds, Haven't a lot of hedge funds been doing that and really making, they were making 40% a year in 2006. And I think last year they just broke even or even went behind a little bit.
Yes, that's correct. That is correct. But anyway, the hedge funds also were involved, some of them, in that yen carry trade. But the weak link here on the hedge funds is, number one, they write derivatives, which more or less are uncollateralized. In other words, they don't have any backing. And they also, some of them, have CDOs, MBSs, SIVs, and ABSs. So there's losses that are going to be taken in those funds. And probably even more important, going back to what we were talking about with the yen carry trade, is the available of credit for hedge funds, which comes from brokerage firms. Well, if brokerage firms are borrowing, well, actually taking in money for equity from sovereign funds from the Middle East or from Asia, then they're not going to be able to lend as much as they did before. Maybe some of them won't be able to lend hardly at all. And that's going to curtail the leveraging in hedge funds. Hedge funds usually leverage 8 to 1 or 10 to 1. Some of them a lot more, but I don't think in this market environment that that is so. So we'll look at 8 to 10 to 1. That could drop down to 3 or 4 to 1. And if that happens, there won't be as much buying and selling going on in the stock market. And that would tend to make the market go down because heretofore it's made the market go up. I know hedge funds play both sides of the market, but the long side, I think, is going to be curtailed, and that's what we're talking about here. So I think we have a number of factors that are working against a higher market. On the other hand, we have the Fed Reserve, which is increasing money and credit, by my estimate, because they don't publish an M3 anymore, of 17.5%. And I think that that's going to go over 20%. And I think inflation this year is going to move from 11.6%, which is really where it is, to over 15%. So you have the negatives that I just discussed in relation to the markets, and then you have the positive of unleashing unbelievable amounts of money and credit. Now, a lot of the money that is being lent out through the discount window, or better yet, through the new auctions, which happen every other week, every week, whatever it is, they were doing $20 billion at a whack. Now they're going to do $30 billion, and there's two auctions more scheduled this month. So that's how they're doing that. And that money is really to assist banks in meeting their capitalization criteria. And that's why they've been taking equity infusions from Middle Easterners and Asian markets, sovereign funds. And so what they're doing is they are accumulating as much money as they can, and that really is to keep them in what one would call capital compulation, and that's an edict which has been promulgated by the Bank for International Settlements in Basel. If you want to say it in French, it's Bâle. And what the criteria laid down by the BIS, and this is the first time that I've known of this happening since 1934, and that is that they made a terrible mistake. Now, what they did was they said that the banks had to have on hand 8% of collateralization from their deposits to offset their loans. In other words, they could lend 8 times what their base is, and their base should be 8% of total loans. So what that means is that the BIS approved that. But they also approved for them, these banks, to be able to go out and get involved in the CDOs, SIVs, MBSs. And why I say they allowed that is that they knew what the banks were doing, because this is the banker's bank. And what that really was doing was end running the rules. And what they did, the banks, is they took these securities, which they bundled up, these mortgages, which they made into bonds, they bundled them up and pushed them over into a hedge fund, which they created. And, of course, that didn't solve any problem, because all they did was move it off balance sheet. But they were really trying to hide it from everybody, including the BIS, and the BIS knew what they were doing, in order to gain more leverage and lend more money so they could make more money. It was a greed factor. And now all of these assets have to be brought back onto the balance sheet, which impairs their ability to loan, and it pushes them out of capital computation. So, two things are happening. Number one, they're getting money in exchange for equity in, we'll use Citigroup as an example, from a foreign investor. And they are also drawing funds, albeit on a short-term basis, from the Fed. But what the Fed is not telling you is that they're rolling the paper. And if you roll it long enough, it's permanent. And they just say, one day when you and I aren't looking, well, that was a coupon pass. And what that means is it's been monetized, it's in the system, and the banks can pay it back later. It also means it's going to be highly inflationary immediately.
And that, of course, is the real danger, that we're looking at rampant inflation. I mean, 20% inflation will destroy our country. You know, of course, if it gets up much higher than that, why, it just destroys the country faster. So that's really a rather frightening thing to contemplate. And we know that they're thinking about this, and yet they're doing everything wrong. Instead of raising the interest rates, instead of cutting off the money and letting us go into a recession, they're doing just the opposite, because they're afraid to have a recession. Because if we get into a recession, they don't know how they'll get us out of it. But unfortunately, they're going to destroy the value of the currency and impoverish our people.
Well, that's the Illuminati greed factor. They're arrogant, and they think they can do anything they want. They refer to themselves euphemistically as masters of the universe. Well, I get news for you. This time, they really screwed up. They created their own funeral, and there's no way out of this box. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on, and the longer that they extend this, the worse it's going to get. And that means that gold, instead of going to $3,000 an ounce, could go to $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000, or $7,000. We don't know yet. We don't know what insanity that these people are going to take the financial markets to. And so that's where we're headed. And there are no controls. It is what they want it to be. We got everybody in Washington and Wall Street running around like chickens with their heads cut off. The Fed doesn't know what to do except extend money and credit. And if inflation is over 15% this year, which I believe it will be, then you have to hark back to 1982, and you have to look at what inflation was when gold was $850, and that was 13.7%. And so we would be in a new era of hyperinflation, surpassing that era of the late 1970s and the early 1980s, in which I was deeply involved as a stockbroker specializing in gold and silver shares. And so I remember this chapter and verse. I guess there's two good things here. I live long enough to be able to teach people what happened. And number two, I learned from my mistakes. And so you get a clearer picture. And it is my desire to make people understand these complexities by putting them into layman's terms so they can say, gee, that's pretty simple. But if you pick up a textbook, it's a lot different.
No, we're going to be back. Hold that thought.
I'm just an interpreter here.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course we have the collapse in the housing market, which is certainly something to be concerned about. We also have, though, skyrocketing oil prices, which are going to drain off a lot of money from the average American that they're not going to have to spend to buy things. And of course everything is based upon consumption here. America is the largest consumer in the world, and if America stops consuming, this is going to have a tremendous impact. And then, of course, we've got the problem with the derivatives, and we've got the problems with the carry trade, and we've got the problems that are going to develop, you know, because we have more and more people beginning to retire. We've got the baby boomers beginning to retire as of the first of this year at 62 years of age, and they're not going to be there and paying into Social Security. They're going to be taking money out of Social Security. And then, of course, we have all of these various factors all coming together at the same time in what we call the perfect financial storm. And if it was just one thing, maybe we could weather it. But all of these things together, and the massive debts and the massive foreign debts and the fact that many of the foreign countries are going to stop taking the dollar as the reserve currency of the world, and then the reserve currency that's held in their coffers are going to start flooding back in here. And sooner or later, this whole house of cards is coming tumbling down, don't you think, Bob?
I think I couldn't have put it better myself. I think you've capsulized it, and that is, unfortunately, where we're headed. But, you know, you and I have been doing this for almost 50 years each. And we've specialized in this area of economics, finance, and social and political issues, as well as the history of man for at least the last 1,000 years. And we can see the mosaic being fit together. There's very, very few people who can and put it on radio or teach it. And there's very few people who understand, who are capable of understanding, or who want to understand. And so you have the public kind of losing by default. And you have people like Stan and Bob here beating their brains out trying to let the world know what's going on at this late stage. But we understand how important it is to everybody, whether they understand or care or not. They're all going to suffer from these very difficult things that are going to happen, not only to the American society, it's going to happen to everybody in the world. And the third world and the poor are just going to get decimated. I mean, this last year we saw food prices double. We're going to see them double again this year. We saw gasoline prices go up 30% or something like that. And we're going to see them go up probably another 20 or 30% again this year. It's going to be relentless. They're showing official wage increase figures of 4%. I wonder. I haven't looked into that deeply, but everything else they put out is lies, so I don't expect that to be true. And so we have people, if they're fortunate, getting raises of 4%. Now, if inflation is 11.6%, that's not a very good deal. And that means there's going to be a lot of people who are going to lose a lot of buying power each year. And if I'm right and it's over 15% and they're still getting 4% in wage increases, they're going to be losing 11%. And if the people on Wall Street and the people behind our government who control it continue to do what they're doing, it'll get worse each year. Now, for people who don't have money to invest, they're just stuck. And people who do, at least they can go into gold and silver during this inflationary to hyperinflationary environment and at least offset the losses in buying power. But most people can't do that. And so we're looking at great difficulties ahead.
All right, fine. Well, of course, as they continue sending our jobs overseas, they continue bringing people into this country to work for less, encouraging illegal immigration to drive the wages down. It's only a matter of time before people begin to see their level of living going down. And, of course, you know, certainly at the state and municipal level, a lot of these people have these good government jobs, but the local municipalities don't have the money. And they're going to have to start laying people off. 10% here, 10% there. Everybody's going to get caught in the pinch, and I don't see any way out of it. All we can do is tell people what's going to happen and begin battering down the hatches because the storm is upon us. We'll be right back with Bob.
Do you have anything you want to tell me? I'm on a short break.
You are listening to GCN.
You
fine? Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis Network, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, right after the Alex Jones Show, and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day. Allicin from Alimax US is the most powerful nutraceutical herbal in the world. It kills all known pathogens, including viruses, fungi, parasites, and even Lyme. It kills malarial parasites, reduces cold severity, and even lowers cholesterol, blood pressure, and arthritic symptoms, and helps you fight cancer and stealth pathogens. If you want to heal your body, you want the real pharmaceutical-grade Allicin, not like any other molecule, hundreds of times more powerful than oregano or any other nutraceutical, do order Allicin from NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. From head to toe, Allicin is the topical, inhalation, and oral in your whole body, an amazing tonic for life.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Now, if you have a question for Bob, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Bob, why don't you tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster?
Well, they can get a free introductory copy, and they can do that by going to our site, and the site address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. They can also call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Runs about 30 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month, and we talk about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world.
Well, it's an exciting newsletter. I will tell you, I always look forward to it coming, Bob. Well, now, what about the derivative market? You know, we know that a lot of our American banks are involved in the derivatives, although what is it? Is it Morgan Stanley or Morgan Chase that's got most of the derivatives here in the United States?
J.P. Morgan Chase.
J.P. Morgan Chase.
And the second one is Citigroup, followed by B of A, and either Wachovia or Goldman Sachs are next. And there's five of them that control, I've seen the figure, I'll say 85%, if not 89%, of all the derivatives, which is some astronomical figure like $550 trillion. And, you know, to compare it to the U.S. gross domestic product, which is $14 trillion a year, you can get a feel for the madness involved.
Well, could you explain to our listeners what the derivatives are? Because a lot of them may not understand derivatives.
Well, very simply, derivatives is a bookmaking operation, and the bookmaker, we'll take J.P. Morgan Chase in this case, supposedly has collateralization, money or property or security set aside, which would collateralize their writing of these derivatives. Derivatives are a form of insurance, and so what we have is an enormously large gambling casino run by five major banks. And if something happens whereby they have to pay a very large amount of money, let's say 5 or 10 billion or 20 billion dollars out to some derivative holders because perhaps they went the wrong way in insuring the debt of General Motors, and General Motors went bankrupt, then they would go out of business. Now, I don't think that that would happen, though, because I think that our government, in its munificence, would take over and nationalize Morgan, and you'd get to pay for it. And that's what I think they're going to do with the mortgage industry. And I think there'll be a lot of other things that'll happen, too. In a way, that is what is happening to banks and brokerage houses that are taking in fresh equity money from these sovereign funds. Granted, the U.S. government is supplying the money, but these people are supplying U.S. dollars that they desperately want to get rid of. And so it's not the same, but it's somewhat the same. And that's going to continue onward over the next several years as gold and silver go relentlessly higher.
Well, now, are any of the European banks involved in writing derivatives, or Swiss banks, or are these mostly American banks?
Mostly American.
Okay, great.
And the Swiss are involved, but not anywhere near what American banks are. It's just a giant Ponzi scheme.
Well, of course, they were making a lot of money because they were guaranteed.
If we had a program from J.P. Morgan Chase, he'd tell it differently, but he wouldn't want to argue with me.
Okay. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have any question, 800-259-5791. But what this is that these American banks are going to have to pay off literally hundreds of trillions of dollars on these collateralized loans or these other asset-backed securities or these sovereign investment they have these
structured investment vehicles.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
structured
they can dream up more names than you and I can remember.
All right. But
I mean,
anyway,
this is what flim-flam men do. This is what confidence men do. And even worse, there is absolutely no regulation of derivatives. It is settled between banks on a gentlemanly basis. And you know what that means. That there's no control. And when this happens, which sooner or later it has to happen, when, I don't know. But when they have structural and very bad derivative problems, it'll take down the whole financial system. And, you know, that could be the coup de grace, seeing what's going on already, because these gentlemen agreements aren't working anymore. And we've seen that in American investment banks and banks laying all this toxic garbage, CDOs, etc., on other bankers and other professionals throughout the world. So there is no longer, nor has there been for 6 months, any honor among thieves.
Well, I think that we've certainly seen many of our major banks in the United States, Citigroup, having to go and borrow $8 or $10 billion from, other sources. We know that the Union Bank of Switzerland had to borrow $10 billion. Certainly, Merrill Lynch has had to borrow money. The Bank of America—they're all having to go out and borrow money so that they will remain solvent. It's not a matter of liquidity. And as you made before, the points you made before, the Federal Reserve System is pouring out money to increase liquidity, but the problem is not liquidity. It's a matter of solvency. And these banks are no longer solvent. Go ahead.
Well, they will be if they continue to get these injections of capital for equity. And I think, the way I see it, at this moment, the big banks, maybe 10 of them, are offside about $50 billion that they're going to need. And I think they've taken in about 30 already. And goodness knows how much beyond that. I would have to guess a minimum of another $50 billion just to make capital computation. And so there's going to be more money coming in from the sheriff of this place and the king of that place and so on. And they're going to end up as large minority stockholders and maybe even majority stockholders in banks and investment banks and brokerage houses. And, you know, a lot of companies are sitting with these CDOs, but they're not talking about it. We're looking at trillions of dollars in losses. How is that going to affect their financial positions as ongoing corporations? It's going to be very detrimental. So you have this negative drag, this loss of trillions of dollars, and the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, and the European Central Bank, Canadian Bank of Canada, and the Swiss National Bank, they are all scrambling to create as much money and credit as possible to keep the deflationary drag from pulling the world economy into depression. And ultimately, they will be unsuccessful. But in the meantime, we're going to have some wild inflation. I noticed today that the Swiss figures came up, and they were up over 2% in inflation. Heretofore, it was around 1.5%. And so every country in the world is being affected by this because they've all been doing the same thing. And at the same time, they've been selling their gold. Not a very good idea. and they're going to be running out of gold that they want to sell or can sell probably this year. And when that happens, there will be an explosion. And I'm pretty sure that that will happen. If it doesn't this year, it'll certainly be next year. And there's another thing here, is that the stock market cannot perform if the economy is in recession, if the financial problems that we have abounding are still continuing to abound. And you put all those together with other negative things that we've talked about, then I would think probably that the stock market eventually would go down, and investors who do have capital would be looking for some place to put it. And I think one of those places that are left will be in gold and silver related assets. It's going to be hard to sell bonds in the future without raising interest rates, because who wants to buy a dollar denominated bond, say a 10-year treasury, when inflation is running at 11.6% and the yield is 3.83%? Hardly a good deal. And so that's going to stop. And eventually, when things get nastier, interest rates will be forced upward in order for the United States government to fund their debt.
In other words, people won't lend to them unless they raise their interest rates. And of course, when that happens, why, we'll have difficulty coming up with the money to pay the interest. We'll may even have to borrow the money to pay the interest, as we're borrowing money to pay our everyday debts. Almost $2 billion a day we borrow every day at the present time.
Well, it runs around 2.5, and I think that that figure will improve as the dollar falls and the value of other countries, particularly the Chinese currency, the yuan, increases in value, which it has to. And that will ease some of the pressure on the current account deficit, and goods denominated in dollars being sold in foreign lands will be far more competitive, and they will sell more. But I saw a report from the BIS about 6 months ago, and on the USDX at 50, the balance of payments deficit would only gain, well, let me put it another way, GDP would only gain 0.5% or 1%. And the reason why is free trade, globalization, offshoring and outsourcing, and we don't have much to export anymore. We used to export about 28%, now it's down to 12% or 13%. Services are hard to export. It's possible, but it's not probable. And as an aside from that, as long as we continue with this model of British mercantilism, which is known as free trade and globalization, then we're going to continue on the path to economic destruction. And so you say, what's the solution? Solution is simple. Do what we always did, and that is put tariffs on goods and services going into the United States. It's pretty simple. And the reason that was stopped to a great degree is because the people behind the scenes wanted to make more money. And they also wanted to take the American economy to its knees so that Americans would accept world government. And so you can see the forces that are allied behind the anti-dollar, anti-American program. And this is what they're up to. And incidentally, I got a letter coming off another show that goes heavily worldwide. One from a diplomat, and I won't tell you which country it was from. And the other was from a Norwegian politician. And they both said the same thing, and that is, that the Illuminists behind the scenes are preparing underground shelter for the anointed ones and their year for whatever is going to happen is 2012. And I was shocked that I got these two letters. I got them both on the same day. And here you have two different sources telling you the same thing and agreeing with what I am saying. And they're from other countries. And so, you know, this is no pipe dream we're talking about. This is a real thing.
Well, I'm sure that we are heading towards a third world war. I'm convinced that we're heading towards a nuclear confrontation. In fact, Sybil Edmonds has come forward and said that, you know, when she was a translator for the FBI, she found out that our government was allowing all sorts of our nuclear secrets to be sent to Turkey and then to Pakistan and then all throughout the world. And we were the source of it, and the government knew that and did everything to cover it up and prevent her from coming forward and telling. And she's risking everything to tell the American people that our government is betraying us and helping the other people to arm for nuclear war. I mean, that was an amazing revelation on part of Sybil Edmonds.
Yeah, I saw that today. She's a very courageous person, and in all likelihood, they'll kill her.
In all likelihood, they will.
And, you know, they think nothing of human life. I mean, you know, you talk about 9/11, that was child's play. I mean, look at the wars that they bankrolled on both sides the last 1,000 years. I mean, how many people are you talking about? 1 billion?
Well, an awful lot, that's for sure. A couple hundred million. But I fear that when we get down to a nuclear war, we'll be talking not one, but several billion. But these people have a different worldview, as you know, Bob, because they march to a different drumbeat. They dream a different dream. Well, we're out of time. Our guest has been Bob Chapman. Bob, you want to get that telephone number out one more time?
Sure, that's 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. And if you want to email, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
Producing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and as long as we're talking about finance, we suggest you get my little pamphlet. It's inexpensive, The History of Money. 5 of our newsletters put together the pamphlet. And then, of course, we have the DVD or video, Financial Tsunami, and that comes with a syllabus. You get a reduction on the syllabus if you get it, and it really is important that you can learn how to read the Fed reports and understand M1, M2, M3, and that's pretty well all laid out there. The syllabus, of course, is laid out in the talk, too. So that's the Financial Tsunami, the talk, and then there's the syllabus, and then, of course, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, that explains the whole fraud of fractional reserve banking, how banks make money out of nothing. Now, that's a classic book, Creature from Jekyll Island. Then we have Professor Sutton's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and then the book of Fiat Money Inflation in France. We have 2 of Dr. Sutton's other books of Gold for Survival and Gold for Investment. So if you're interested, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You have to understand how all of these various factors are coming together at this time, laying out a scenario that is going to lead to the destruction of our financial system. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it gets into the spiritual forces working behind the scenes. Our 3 pamphlets, and they're only $9.95 for all 3 of them, The Occult Hierarchy, The Spiritual Forces Behind Everything Going On Today. And there really are spiritual forces even behind our banking and economic system, as well as our culture and ideology and the wars that are going on. And then, of course, my recent talk, Forbidden Secret. That's Forbidden Secret. And it will tell you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. 5,000 years from generation to generation, but always in secret. Never daring to come forward and saying what it really was, because for fear they would certainly be burned at the stake. In fact, we have a wonderful DVD. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and then another one called Riddles in Stone. They're both put out by our good friend Chris Pinto. But in Riddles in Stone, one of the Masons says, you know, a few years ago, I wouldn't have dared say the things we're saying now. I wouldn't have dared say the things we're saying now. And what is he doing? He's revealing some of the Masonic secrets that they really do worship a different god. And that's what it's really all about. And, of course, they're worshiping the other god because that's where the power is. But, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want that power. Believe me, you don't want to access that power, because you do so at the risk of your eternal soul. But understand that these things are there, and so you won't be tempted. Certainly our 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. Our 4-CD or 4-tape set, The Supernatural. Our 4-CD or 4-tape set, Satanism and Deliverance. And believe me, this is an interview with a woman who was raised in a satanic family. And even though the FBI has people they'll send out to assure everybody there is no such thing as satanic organizations or satanic covens in the United States, there really are, and why would the FBI be so intent upon convincing you that Satanism isn't real? Why? Because, of course, J. Edgar Hoover was a 33rd degree Mason and probably much higher in this occult hierarchy that we speak of. And in fact, his tomb there in Washington, D.C. is looked after by the Masons. And, of course, he was a homosexual. He was a transvestite. He certainly loved to dress up as a woman. This is J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI. You can look it up on the internet, check it out. Find if I'm telling you the truth. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we'd hoped for this hour we were going to have with us Dr. Fudenberg, who is a expert on vaccinations. He's sort of the dean of the vaccinologist. He's in his 80s. Has written over 800 peer-reviewed articles on vaccination. And, of course, he's written about the relationship between the influenza vaccine and Alzheimer's disease. But right now, we don't seem to be getting him. We had called him earlier, only got an answering machine, called him just now, and only got the answering machine. So I'm fearful that perhaps we're going to be open lines this afternoon. And in that event, please give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because we'll certainly want to hear from you. But perhaps we can talk a little bit about what Dr. Fudenberg had found. And Dr. Fudenberg certainly had been studying vaccines for many years. He found that if you took people between 60 and 65 years of age, and you gave them an influenza shot, three or four of them, over a five-year period. And then you reevaluated them 10 years hence. There was 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease compared with comparable people who did not take the influenza shot. So there is a very definite relationship between influenza shots and Alzheimer's disease. Now, this apparently is well known because Dr. Fudenberg has written a number of articles on this. He told me he had, and so it's out there in the medical literature. But the last thing that they want the elderly to know is that when they take their influenza shots, as they're told to, why it can destroy their minds. Why would anybody want that? Well, very simply, because our whole Medicare system is coming down. There are too many elderly. And, of course, if you get Alzheimer's disease, you're going to die a lot younger. And once you get it, why, your days are certainly numbered. And so there really are people who have a totally different outlook on the world. And they're actually encouraging the elderly to take the influenza shots when there is no evidence that the influenza shots do any good at all. And so our plea to you is let people understand that. If you'd like to get copies of Dr. Fudenberg's material, we'll send you a summary of one of his abstracts, and hopefully we'll be able to get copies of his newsletter or his articles and have those as well. But we do have a summary of the abstract from his webpage, which will tell you exactly what I've said. And you should be on the front, you know, out on your front lawn putting up signs, do not take the influenza shot. Do not take it. Do not take it. Do not take it. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. We had planned on having as a guest this afternoon Dr. Fudenberg, who is the dean of vaccinologists in this country, trained most of the people who are vaccine specialists. He's in his 80s and still has his faculties, and he was to have been our guest this afternoon, and I talked to him last week, but apparently we're just getting an answering machine. So I will tell you basically what Dr. Fudenberg has written and what he told me. And that is that running a long-term study on older people who were taking influenza vaccine, he found that if you were between 60 and 65 years of age, and over a five-year period, you took between three or four influenza shots, that 10 years down the line, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease went up 1,000%, tenfold. Now, that's a disastrous figure. Now, he told me to publish several articles. He's published over 800 peer-reviewed articles published in the literature through the years, and well-respected. He's published several articles on this finding, and so the people in public health know this. But you have to understand that the whole Medicare system is beginning to implode. And that is why, in my estimation, the Public Health Service and the CDC are encouraging elderly people to take the influenza vaccine, even though all the studies show it does no good at all. But if you're foolish enough to take the influenza vaccine loaded with aluminum and loaded with mercury, and you take that on a regular basis, three or four shots over a five-year period between 60 and 65, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease will increase dramatically, and you'll die early, and you won't be a burden on society, and you won't be a useless eater. And there are really people out there who have this attitude. We don't like to think about it. We don't like to think about their covering up things about the health of our children and how they're poisoning our children, but it is really a reality. And so please, if you'd like to get the material, that we'll send you a copy of the abstract on the page of Dr. Fudenberg's website. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to help us get this word out to your doctor, too. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we're still getting an answering machine there with Dr. Fudenberg. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. That's 464-8295. What's really tragic, interesting, infuriating. I did an interview this weekend for our weekend program with David Geyer, who is Mark Geyer's son. Mark Geyer is a physician. He's really deals with genetics, and we'd done an interview with him last week. I think it was last Thursday, on the issue of autism. Now, here in the United States, some people say we have 2 million children with autism. Some people say, well, it's only 600,000 to several million. We really don't know how many children there are, but we know that there are an awful lot of children. We know that today, 1 in 60 boys has autism, 1 in 160 children, but because of it is primarily a disease of boys. Why, of course, a 1 in 60 boys has autism. And this is, it really cripples these children's minds. Now, there are those people who don't want you to know what's really happening, and they'll say, oh, well, there's always been autism. This is nothing new. And yet, as Dr. Geyer says, well, then show me the older autistic people, the people who are 40 or 50 or 60 years of age with autism. And there aren't any. This is a new disease. And is the definite, you might find maybe one or two in a state, but there are almost no older people with autism. This is a new disease, and it's associated with the mass vaccination programs. It came in the United States, and they really began increasing in the 1980s, and certainly specifically in the 1990s, where they began adding more and more and more vaccines loaded with mercury. And, of course, mercury is toxic. There is no safe dose of mercury. And so why would you give these children these massive doses of mercury? And they were in most of the vaccines. Well, of course, Dr. Hillerman, who was the chief vaccinologist for mercury, finally wrote to Merck Company and said, you realize the amount of mercury we're giving to these children with multiple vaccinations? I mean, this is a toxic dose of mercury. They're only supposed to have 1 microgram of mercury a day, and they were getting, 160 micrograms, or at least 65 micrograms of mercury, up to 100 micrograms of mercury in one single day. And for those children who could not readily excrete the mercury, they were developing autism, they were developing ADD, attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or learning disabilities. What a terrible, terrible tragedy. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. And you must understand there really are people who want this sort of thing. In fact, if you read Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, page 50, he will tell you that through the use of injections, of diet injections and injunctions, we will be able to mold the minds of the children so that they will never be willing to challenge what they have learned from their schoolmasters. By the use of diet injections and injunctions, we'll be able to mold the minds of the children so that they will never be able to differ with the ideas that they got from the schoolmaster. Now, what is he talking about diet? Well, of course, what you do is you put into the diet a fluoride, because this has a profound impact on the brain. And then injections, you inject them with mercury, and that's what we're doing with our children. And even though they have taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, they have added it to the vaccines we give to children, and that's specifically the influenza vaccine. And we encourage it be given to mothers, pregnant women, in the first trimester of pregnancy, Why would you do that when that's the time when you do the most damage to the child's mind? And then at 6 months and three injections over at 6 month intervals when you have a very, very small child when their brain is developing. Well, because if they really took the mercury out of the vaccines and the incidence of autism fell, then the American people would learn that our children had been poisoned by the Centers for Disease Control and by the Federal Drug Administration and by the U.S. Public Health Service, and you would lose confidence in what you are being told by the government, and you'd lose confidence in what you're told by the doctors. Now, I would say in the doctor's defense that they do not know. This information has been concealed from them intentionally, and I think most of them would be infuriated, but they still have confidence in the Centers for Disease Control. They've probably never been back to Atlanta, Georgia, as I have, and talked to the people there and realized that there are some people there who have an entirely different agenda. And I went back, I think it was 1989, 1990, I've forgotten which it was, but it was the year of, anyway, the Tiananmen Square crisis. And I suddenly came to realize that there were people at the CDC who had no interest in preserving the public health. They had an entirely different agenda. And you'll find my story laid out in my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, when I tell about that trip. But certainly there is a very, very real problem as far as autism is concerned. The government knows how toxic it is. And, of course, the program I did with David Geyer this weekend went into the background of his experience going into the Centers for Disease Control database. And there is a database there. It has been prepared. It's cost $300 million. And it was prepared based upon studies that were done at the Kaiser Permanente, one with a group of children who got vaccines with mercury in them, and another a group of children who got the same vaccines without mercury in them. And this was an experiment that was done, and they found that the more mercury you got, why, the more autism you got. And on the initial studies, if you got vaccines with mercury, you got 27 times as much autism as you did, Sydney, if you didn't get the mercury. But then, of course, the Centers for Disease Control destroyed that database, and then they come up with another database. And according to David, the new database shows between 2 and 8 times the incidence of autism. And basically what they've done is they've done everything they could to destroy the figures. How could they let the American people know that they have poisoned our children? Now, you need to get my interviews with Dr. Geyer, that I believe that was last Thursday. You need to get his material. There is no question that this is reliable. Even the government has conceded, and what you have not been told by your controlled media is that about 4 months ago, the first autism case went to the vaccine court, where, of course, children would be compensated for developing autism because of the vaccination. And everybody thought, of course, that the government was going to fight the case and try to prove that the vaccine did not produce the autism. But the government conceded the case and said, yes, we acknowledge that the vaccine did produce the autism. It's just a matter of how much we're going to have to pay. And totally blacked out by the controlled media. Why? Because if the American people learned the truth about vaccinations, about the autism related to the vaccinations, about the cancer virus in the polio vaccine, about the hepatitis virus in the hepatitis vaccine that caused over 26,000 cases of yellow fever during the Second World War. If they knew how dangerous vaccines are, why, they'd be up in arms. But, of course, we can't let them know. And the media and the corporations and the CDC and the AMA and all are working together to conceal the truth. But the government conceded the first vaccine case, which means that there are 5,000 more cases. And chances are, although they'll have to be presented, they'll concede most of those as well. Well, let's go to David, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment?
comment. Here in Illinois, they passed their infamous smoking ban. Now, I don't smoke, because that's not good for you, but we're losing our liberties, Dr. Stan. Now in Illinois, you can't smoke in any restaurant, any bar, almost any place, of course, any public place, any government place, but I think it should be up to the individual business to decide, you know, the owner should decide. Now, I understand hospitals, libraries, elevators, any government building, place like that, I understand you shouldn't be allowed to smoke, churches, obviously, but any public-owned building, like business, should be up to the owner. And it just infuriates me that their politicians are doing this to us, taking our liberties away, and most people just don't seem to care. No one's talking about it. No one's getting upset about it. I mean, you know, we are losing our liberties beyond a doubt, and people, Dr. Stan, they just don't seem to care.
All right. Well, I certainly share your concern. First of all, I would point out that smoking has a lot of terrible complications. You get not only cancer of the, lung, you get cancer of the esophagus and of the nasopharynx, and you get cancer of the bladder and of the pancreas, and they know this. Then you get cardiopulmonary disease, you get chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. But I don't think it's up to the government to keep everybody from their folly. What we should do is educate people about the real dangers of smoking, and we really don't do that. In fact, we give people the idea that you have to make the choice on everything is right or wrong, and somebody's got to tell them it's wrong to smoke, you're going to destroy yourself from smoking. But I agree with you that it's not up to the government to keep everybody from their folly. The trouble is they've allowed people to smoke for so long, and we got a real problem today as far as smoking is in America, and an awful lot of people are going to continue dying because of the policies of our government that have in many ways subsidized this whole beat. And, of course, what most people have forgotten is that we used to subsidize tobacco. And, in fact, we subsidized tobacco until fairly recently.
Well, Dr. Stan, Issa there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Another comment. See, what I hate is a hypocrisy here. You know, there's a war on tobacco, an absolute war on tobacco, yet drugs like Prozac are okay, you know. It's okay to, you know, for your kid to be a zombie in Prozac, but don't let him smoke those evil cigarettes. And I think it's just screaming hypocrisy. If I had a kid, I would pray you smoke cigarettes before taking Prozac or Ritalin. I know they're all bad for you, but I think alcohol is worse than cigarettes. I mean, cigarettes aren't healthy, like you said, but they're not the evil that I think that we're being told. And it's just my opinion that cigarettes are not the worst thing to do. But these other drugs are a lot worse. Ritalin,
well,
Prozac.
I think they're all bad. I think that we should acknowledge they're all bad, and we ought to be doing everything we can to protect people from the Prozac and the Luvox and the Ritalin and all these other psychotropic drugs. But I think that we have to tell them that cigarettes are bad for you too. But you can't keep people from doing dumb things without having a police state. Okay.
Exactly. But I guess my basic comment is if they're going to, I think the hypocrisy is that, like you said, they're saying nothing against using these poison psychiatric drugs. They're not saying a word about doing that.
All right,
and that's hypocrisy. You're absolutely right.
In other words, they focus our attention on one thing, while of course they're doing something equally as bad with the other. And it's sort of like the sleight of hand artist. You watch the one hand that he's got right out in front of him, but it's the other hand where he's doing all the real bad things. So, yeah, these are the games they play. Okay, anything else, Dave?
Well, my final comment is America's not so free anymore.
You're absolutely right, and I think we have to get people to understand the importance of freedom. It is not the function of the federal government, or even in most instances the state government, to keep us from our folly.
Exactly.
God bless.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks to you. Well, the next, of course, we have Frank calling from New Jersey. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a question or comment?
I would like to get into a little bit about this David Ayuba DVD that you produced back in November 2005.
Right, I think that's an outstanding DVD.
I haven't seen the CD-ROM yet. That's got many... you might elaborate on that if you want to put me on, but I just want to get into a few like you mentioned, the Global Alliance for Vaccination and Immune... GAVI of the...
All right, first of all, you're We can hear you coming in the background of the program. Could you
turn
that
down? That's the thing. I called on the 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I don't know if that was the right
line.
That's
right. That's right. But you have the radio playing in the background.
Yeah, but that's on a different station.
I know it is, but it's coming over the radio. So if you could turn that down, please.
Oh, I'm on right now?
You're on right now.
Oh, my gosh.
My telephone number is...
I choose the audience.
Okay.
So, there we are. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time other than to encourage all your people to get that Mercury autism and the global vaccination agenda.
The global population agenda, right.
By David Ayuba, and he mentioned, I'm sorry, everyone, I didn't realize. I thought I was off the... Okay, well, it gets into the American Society of Reproductive Immunology. Yeah, and the anti-fertility vaccines that are wondering why so many people are becoming infertile. And
hold that thought right there, Frank. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Sorry.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, we just didn't have him today. We were going to be talking about vaccines, so we're talking about vaccines. We have Frank calling from New Jersey, who's seen the excellent DVD we produced called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. It was actually a talk that was given at our yearly conference, Radio Liberty Conference here in the Monterey Bay area by Dr. David Ayub 2 years ago. And Dr. Ayub said he goes into the background of the toxicity of thimerosal in the vaccines. He has a CD-ROM that comes with the DVD separately that has literally thousands of pages of medical references. But the significant thing that Dr. Ayub points out is, why is it that we find these organizations that are so interested in population control? Their major thrust is population control, and yet they seem to want to provide vaccines for third world children. Now, vaccines for third world children, we're told, will save their lives. Why would people who wanted population control be pushing vaccines to save children's lives? And of course, the answer is, because of course, the mercury poisons fertility, not only in this generation, but in subsequent generations. And if the people have children, then those children will be infertile for generations to come. At least this is what the animal studies show. And that was Dr. Ayub's basic concept. The people who are putting out hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, some of the great tax-exempt foundations, financing population control are also financing the vaccine programs. And of course, as you know, we've left the mercury in the vaccines we give to third world children. We've taken it out of the vaccines we give to American children, except of course the influenza vaccine. It's still in the influenza vaccine in full force. And of course, we do that because the third world countries say, well, if you've taken it mercury out of your vaccines, why do you want to give us vaccines? And they say, oh no, we're giving vaccines with mercury to our own children. And they are. They're poisoning our children so that they can justify poisoning the third world children with mercury-laden vaccines, childhood vaccines. And that's what it's all about, Frank. And that's why this is such an important DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, produced by Radio Liberty and available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Do you have anything else you want to say, Frank, before we let you go?
Yes, I looked down to this one article, Dr. Stan, and thank you so much. You're just such a blessing to us out here. New Jersey, the first state to require flu shots for daycare and school children. I mean, I'm in the pharmaceutical state, you know, over here with all the Merck and all of them squib. So I got my hands still waking up people. And the thing that I'm dealing with, Dr. Stan, is when I come on to people with all the years of study that we've all put into this, and I tell people too much too quick, it just overwhelms them.
That's why you don't tell them too much too quick. You tell them just a little bit. You ask them questions. You tell them Did you know that the government had conceded the first autism case before the vaccine court? Do you know what that means? They're admitting that the 500,000 to 2 or 3 or 4 million autistic children in this country got it from the vaccines. Did you read that in the paper? Gee, I wonder why not. How could they keep that from getting published? You got to be subtle, Frank. You've got to try to get people to understand, because the story is so incredible that when you first hear it, you know it couldn't be true. But
yes,
of course, the trouble is, it is true. They really are in the process of poisoning our children.
And then there's the Gardasil matter. But I don't want to take up any more of your precious time. Just thank you so much for being the Dr. Stan that you are. And I love you and Barbara so much. And
all right. God bless
you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thanks so very much, Frank.
Bye.
All right, fine. That was Frank calling from New Jersey. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why, we'd love to hear from you. Do you believe that this is true? Do you believe there really are people who'd like to use diet and injections and injunctions to alter the minds of our children? Do you wonder why, 6% of our children are asthmatic? It only used to be 3%. Or why so many of our children have juvenile diabetes? Or why, when our children graduate from high school, they cannot compete with children who graduated from high schools in other countries? What have they done to the minds of our children? What are they doing to America? Would anybody want to destroy this country? Yes, they would. And they're not in a cave over in Pakistan, that's for sure. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we wanted to mention the fact that they've actually had conferences on this, and certainly one of the most important conferences was a place called Simpsonwood. It was in Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. And this was a conference put forward by the CDC, and they had representatives from the vaccine industry. They had representatives from the medical industry. They had Dr. Verstraeten, and Dr. Verstraeten worked for the Centers for Disease Control. And he, of course, had gone over the database on autism. Because the CDC, of course, has been on top of this story for a long period of time. And the emails that Dr. Verstraeten was sending said, look, every way I look at these statistics, it shows that there's a definite relationship between the thimerosal and autism. I mean, is there any way you could suggest that we redefine or go over these statistics differently, that we will not find this relationship, because the implications of this relationship are devastating? And of course, you could understand how the Centers for Disease Control would feel. They cannot let the American people know that they have destroyed the minds of 1 in 60 children. Well, really, of course, the figure is 1 in 6 children, and it is believed that according to the CDC, 1 in every 6 American children has either a neurodevelopmental abnormality or certainly a learning disability. That's the Centers for Disease Control figures. 1 in 6 American children has a problem, and this is all new, and it can be directly related, I believe, of course, to the mercury that they put into the vaccines, and they allowed this to be done. And when they knew what had happened, instead of immediately taking out the mercury and admitting what had happened and apologizing, everything has been to cover up. Well, in the year 2000, at a place called Simpson Wood in Georgia, there was a resort. Why, they had a 2-day meeting, and it was a secret meeting. The doors were locked. Nobody could get in or out, but they fortunately took a transcript of the meeting so that the Congressman Weldon, Kurt Weldon, was able eventually to get the transcript of the meeting, and we're going to tell you what they found when we get right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we were talking about the secret meeting that the Centers for Disease Control held in the year 2000 at a place called Simpsonwood, where the members of the medical profession were there, public health officers, people from the CDC, and consultants, vaccine specialists, the vaccine manufacturers. This was not an open meeting, it was a secret meeting. And, of course, the proceedings were secret. They were marked top secret. Why would you have a meeting on vaccines that were top secret? Because they couldn't let the American people know the truth. Now, as you know, our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so if you're out there in the listening audience and like to call us, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I was going to tell you about the Simpsonwood meeting. And there were pretty close to 100 people there. But they made a mistake. They took a transcript of everything that was said and what everybody said. And Dr. Verstraeten, who worked for the CDC, came forward and said, you know, all of the statistics show there's a very definite relationship between the amount of mercury that children get and the degree of autism. The more mercury, the more autism. And, of course, this is not every child who takes a vaccine, but it's a significant number of them because by the CDC's own statistics, 1 in 6 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental or learning disability. But, of course, 1 in 60 boys is autistic, and they're probably in the neighborhood of about 2 million autistic children in America. One of the greatest crimes ever committed is that they knew what was going on and they did not try to stop it. Well, anyway, of course, at this meeting, one of the participants said, well, I'm certainly not going to let my grandchildren, of course, get vaccinated with a mercury-containing vaccine. But, of course, the whole theme was, how are we going to keep this information secret? How are we going to keep the people from finding out? If the public finds out, they will no longer trust us. And so, basically, after the meeting, this script, the transcript of the meeting was top secret, and it wasn't until Congressman Kurt Weldon threatened to cut off the funding to the CDC that they actually let him have a copy of the transcript, and it's up on the Internet. We do have it here at Radio Liberty. Or, of course, I would certainly, there are analysis of this by Dr. Blaylock up on the Internet, which are excellent. You really want to get the whole transcript, we do have it. Under any circumstances, it was called Simpsonwood, and, of course, everybody was in general agreement there was a relationship between the mercury in the vaccine and the autism. And the more mercury, the more autism was what they really came to the conclusion of. But the thing was not what can we do for the children, but how can we conceal the truth. And you'll remember here maybe 6 or 8 months ago, it was almost as if somebody had given orders, the people who control the media, and certainly whether it was ABC, CBS, NBC, Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, they all had articles on autism. They all said how terrible it was, and they all assured the American people that you could trust the government and there is no relationship between the thimerosal in the vaccines and autism. And this had definitely been decided by the CDC. Well, the trouble is, it really isn't true. In fact, as we pointed out just a few minutes ago, the cases, there are 5,000 autism cases which have gone to the vaccine court. And this is a court where, of course, parents can be compensated for the damage done to their child from a vaccine. But each case has to be considered separately. And there are 5,000 autism cases. The first one was presented along with an analysis by a number of key doctors. And the Centers for Disease Control and the government had their specialists who were going to counter what the doctors on the side of the parents were saying, the plaintiffs and physicians. And then one of the key doctors who worked for the defense changed sides, and he said, I suddenly realized I've been lied to. And he had actually seen a child who'd regressed. He'd been told that children never regress, that they were autistic from birth. And he'd followed this child and was perfectly normal, got the vaccines, and began to regress. And so he said, I am going to testify for the other side. Well, that was a crowning blow to the government's defense. And they conceded the first case. Now, what does that mean? That means that they are actually going to agree that there is a relationship between the vaccines and autism, and they're going to, the only question now is how much money are they going to pay? There are 2 million children out there, some people say half million to several million, we don't know, because nobody's ever counted them, but there are an awful lot of autistic children out there today. And they have been damaged because of the policies of the Centers for Disease Control and the policies of the U.S. Public Health Service and the policies, you know, of the vaccine manufacturers who know what's going on and are suppressing this information. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the fact that you haven't heard about the vaccine court admitting that there is a relationship, and this happened 4 months ago, and yet, of course, it's been totally suppressed by the media because the media acts as a unit. And they usually will suppress stories like this if a reporter wants to put them in. Why, somebody's got to be there in the chain of command who will say, no, we can't put it out. Well, let's go to Vernon, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Vernon. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment and a question.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, my first comment is, you know what? I have always felt this way. I mean, the information that you always release is so true, so hard. I mean, Dr. Stan, you're the man when it comes to information. I just wonder, is this vaccine and everything, is it in the flu? I mean, because everywhere I look around my town, I see doctor's offices with signs that say flu shots here, flu shots there.
Well, don't you take those flu shots because they're loaded with mercury. You can get it without the mercury in it, but 90% of it has the mercury in it.
And you know, Dr. Stan, and this is the main reason why I have never got a flu shot.
Good for you.
The main reason why I have never allowed my kids to get a flu shot. You know, just a little bit of medicine, some chicken noodle soup, and, you know, a good night's sleep rest has always cured it.
Well, Dr. Fudenberg, who has been our guest this afternoon, he's an expert in vaccines. I'm not. I'm just an observer. But he told me that there's been a paper recently coming out of, I believe, Australia that showed that there's absolutely no benefit from the influenza shots. No benefit at all. So why are the doctors trying to get you to do this? Why are the CDC trying to get you to take the shot? Well, I'm sure that they want to make money for the vaccine manufacturers. But, of course, I'm sure also that the doctors have been lied to. But the biggest thing is that I believe that some people know that there is the mercury in there, and they want to harm our children. There really are people who have no human compassion. They look at the world differently. They worship a different God, and that's what bothers me, Vernon. I'm so glad that you're not letting your kids have this.
No, I will not let my kids have this flu shot. And I really believe that we're going to step into the age where, you know, just like kids get automatic vaccinations and everything, they're going to go that way. I mean, we are in a different world, and people really better wake up and see that, you know, there's some people who still think that the world is flat, but the world is round and the world is very small, and there is a conglomerate of rich international men, educated international men with a different agenda than what you think. And like the Bible says, do not put your faith in men. Do not trust your government. If you even read the letters of our forefathers, that was their main thing they were talking about. Do not trust your government. This is the government for the people, by the people. But it's not like that no more. It's controlled by the corporations. And it's sad. And like a couple of callers said before, there's just not enough people who are listening and who are outraged. They're not outraged enough. It's like we're sheep. sheep just running around here lost, and we're just looking for somebody to lead us. And anybody who jumps up on TV and starts talking a good talk, we're like, oh, he's the guy, he's the guy. And, you know, it's not. Do not trust none of these guys.
Amen.
They have a different agenda. Like you say all the time, Dr. Stan, there's diabolical forces at work here. And every day we can see the hand of these diabolical forces at work, and they're trying to kill us. The only thing you need is one generation of ignorant Americans, and you can take away all their rights. Dr. Stan, God bless you. I love you. I love your show, and I'll talk to you again.
God bless. Thanks very much, Brandon. Well, that was very... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And of course, would love to hear from you if you have a question or comment under any circumstances. We certainly believe that everybody should want to get the information on this mercury. If this is really true, if they're really poisoning our children, with something they're putting in the vaccines, don't you think you should know? Don't you think you should be out on the sidewalk in front of the public health service going to your doctor with the information? Let me suggest one of the best things we have is this DVD and CD-ROM of Dr. Ayoub. Of course, we have other four tape sets on mercury. We have certainly other DVDs. We actually have an excellent DVD on mercury that actually has Dr. Geyer and his son on it. And then we have another one that just shows the effect of the thimerosal on a neuron. And then, of course, we have the book, Evidence of Harm, going into autism and the devastating effect it has. And we've talked to so many families that have had autistic children. It really destroys the children. We have four tape sets on autism. And you have to understand there really is treatment now where you can help these children. And of course, everything is done to discourage treatment. Why would they do that? If you go back and you read those articles a few months ago in Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report, they were discouraging chelation treatments. They were discouraging dietary treatments. They were telling you, what you want to do is get the children into some sort of a learning program where they can learn to live with their disability. Whereas if you get these children chelated, if you can actually lower their testosterone level, because, of course, the mercury attacks the hormones in the child, and these children get a very high level of testosterone so that at 6 years of age, the child will begin growing a mustache and developing secondary sexual changes and becoming sexually precocious. And if you can actually suppress the testosterone many times, why, they can actually chelate the or get rid of that mercury on their own. And these treatments are being supervised by Dr. Geyer. We know that, according to Dr. Geyer, they've gotten a number of telephone calls from people who've heard him on our radio programs, and those children have gotten their, pardon me, those families have gotten their children into treatment. And many times these children have even been institutionalized because they could not be handled at home. And getting them on to adequate treatment, these children have been able to return home, and some of them have returned to almost normal levels of function. Amazing things can be done. So why is it that the Public Health Service and the CDC and the people who control the medical establishment are discouraging getting proper treatment and chelation for the children? Well, because they have a different worldview. And until you understand that, so much of what's going on today just doesn't make any sense. So we do hope that many of you will want to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And look at the four tape sets we have on autism. Look at the four tape sets we have on mercury. Look at the DVDs we have on mercury. And as I say, we have one with Dr. Geyer and his son, Mark Geyer and David Geyer. We have Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, which Frank had called from New Jersey about. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda, because you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand there is a global population agenda. And there really are people who feel that there are too many people in the world, that they are using up their natural resources, and they're going to do everything they can to dramatically reduce the population of the world. And as incredible as that may seem to you, this is really in part what exactly is what is going on today. And Dr. Geyer brings this out very, very clearly in his talk, Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda, and explains why the people who are pushing population control are also pushing childhood vaccines to save human lives. The two are totally contrary, what it would appear. But when you understand, they're working in conjunction to destroy the fertility of the children in the third world countries, and of course leave them infertile for generations yet unborn. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Welcome your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, our regularly scheduled guest, Dr. Fudenberg, didn't show up, but he had perhaps had forgotten he was supposed to be on with us. Under any circumstances, if any of you would like to see the summary of it, the abstract of Dr. Fudenberg's article, where he talks about the relationship between the mercury, or I should say between the influenza shots and the onset of autism, onset of Alzheimer's disease, you can give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of that abstract from Dr. Fudenberg, and hopefully we're going to be able to get copies of his articles, and hopefully we'll have him on here in the near future, talking about the relationship between vaccinations and Alzheimer's disease. And then, of course, we certainly want you to understand that what is happening today is part of a much larger agenda, in my estimation. There is a global population control agenda, and that is covered in our CD, None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide. We think it's very, very much to the point. We have, of course, an elaboration on that. It is called planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction. It's an excellent DVD. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have a video called Population Control, and it simply goes into this overall attitude that there are too many people in the world. It takes you back to Thomas Malthus and then Galton and Margaret Sanger, and then the Nazi program of population control. The Nazi program of eugenics and population control already originated here in America with Margaret Sanger. It was simply taken to Germany, and what happened in Germany was nothing more than applied science, according to the Nazis. In other words, the extermination of the Jews and of the Gypsies and of the mentally defective was simply genetics trying to clear and clean up the human gene pool, and that was their justification for what they did. Unfortunately, many of those ideas came from the United States. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day, you know, on radio, on shortwave, on the internet, on satellite, trying to educate people about what's really going on. And, of course, one of the great tragedies of today is the autism epidemic, which has been produced by the Centers for Disease Control. It could have been a mistake initially, but eventually it wasn't a mistake. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they continued, to this day to put mercury into our vaccines, knowing full well the terrible toxicity that it has, and that there's a dose-related relationship, at least for the children who get the autism. And, of course, the more mercury they get, the more autism they get. Certain children cannot excrete mercury, and that's the problem. They don't produce glutathione, and if they don't produce glutathione, they can't get it out of their bodies. And, of course, you can actually chelate it out of the bodies, and if you know children who do, or people who have autistic children, they should certainly get hold of Dr. David Geyer and his son, Dr. Mark Geyer and his son David Geyer. And they have over 200 children they've treated now, and many of them with dramatic results. And you don't even have to go back there. They'll talk to your doctor, you know, once they're sure that your child has mercury-related autism, and your doctor can treat the child without actually seeing Dr. Geyer. But they want to help children. And there's some people working at the Centers for Disease Control who want to suppress this information. And there's been an organized effort to suppress efforts to treat these children who can be helped with chelation because it's mercury. But you see, they do not want that done, because if the children get better after chelation, that means there is a relationship between the mercury and the thimerosal, and the people with the Centers for Disease Control are responsible for destroying the minds of millions of American children. And even by the CDC's own estimates, one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning deficit, and as a result of that, of course, these children's lives are totally altered. And yet, of course, the CDC has consistently worked to cover this up. They've altered the databases, and I talked to David Geyer over the weekend. He told me that he's been in these databases. He spent weeks going through the databases, and just about the time that they get things worked out, and the original database showed that there was 27 times more autism in the children that got the mercury-laden vaccines and in the non-mercury-laden vaccines. And then, of course, they destroyed that database, and they came up with another database. And this one showed a 2 to 8 times or 2 to 8-fold increase in the incidence of autism. Why would they do that? Because they do not want the American people to know the truth. Well, you need to know the truth. You need to understand that There are people in government who have a different agenda. They lied to the veterans about Agent Orange. They're lying to the people today about the origin of Gulf War syndrome and about the terrible deleterious effects of the depleted uranium that we're using over in Iraq on the lives of our young men and of the boys who come back unwounded. Within 3 months, 30% of them are ill from some unknown diagnosis, and we don't know how much of that's depleted uranium and how much of it is the vaccines and how much of it is perhaps some other bizarre experiments they've done on these boys, because they use our soldiers as guinea pigs. And if you don't believe that, you need to get a copy of the Rockefeller Committee report. It was put out in 1994 over the name of J. Rockefeller. You need to get the Rockefeller report and read it and weep. And then, of course, you need to get my DVD on Nundare College genocide. You need to get the DVD on planned population reduction. You need to get the video on population control and my population control agenda monograph. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. But play for Radio Liberty, for our provision.